Chapter 4.
Phoebe Van Zandt,
the judge looks up at me. I'd expected him to look scary, all imposing and serious. Instead, he just looks tired. He's not even perched behind the grand bench at the back of the courtroom. Here we are in this fancy marble pillared hall, and he just sits there behind an ordinary wooden desk on the periphery of the room. He wears a fine black robe, but it looks too big for him. My public counsel stands beside me, as silent as the statues lining the walls. I don't recognize the empty, ivory-eyed figures, but I'm sure they're more dead guys, 23rd century colonials from Earth.
Answer yes or no and say your honor,
the guard orders. I clear my throat. Yes, your honor, I want to—
You are charged with 6 counts, the old judge interrupts. Reckless driving, illegal vehicle, illegal racing, resisting arrest, destruction of public property, mayhem.
I stand very still and try not to laugh out loud. Mayhem? What the rust is mayhem? The judge says something else about the damage I caused, but he's mumbly. I'm insulted he doesn't even try to sound intimidating or even make me feel guilty about what I've done. This place is a joke. All of us, the judge, his bailiff, even my sad little entourage, were packed in a small corner of this vast, opulent room. Everything is so unused. I look up. There's a faded mural on the dome above. Before a majestic sun, a white-robed angel holds a scale. I recognize the 3 planets. A much larger Earth hangs in the balance against arid Castra and lush Cyan Bissera. If the angel could whisper, I bet she'd tell me she's been watching this room shrink for a long, long time.
How do you plead?
The judge asks. Not guilty. I'm silenced by the dull thud of the judge's gavel.
You have been found guilty. The sentence of this court is that you will remain in juvenile custody at the House of Social Rehabilitation until you reach the age of 18.
1 year in juvie. This is happening so fast. I don't know.